This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU's Board of Trustees meets in Carbondale this week, and we're talking today with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
I'm sure that the biggest topic that the trustees are going to be trying to grapple with is something that you and I have spent so much time talking about, and that is the state budget.
Sure.
There is this cliff, I guess, for lack of a better term. December 31st, the state will run out of spending authority for the money that it has appropriated
right.
for this year. Where does higher education stand? Where does SIU stand at this point?
Well, in a sea of uncertainty, I think, is where we stand at this juncture. We'll use the board meetings this week to basically give a briefing to the board as to what our overall fiscal situation is. We'll look at cash flow and our ability to operate as we get into spring, and we do have that ability to operate. Obviously, not knowing what would come as we finish this stopgap period on December 31, we've been trying to follow our financial situation very carefully at each of the campuses. We're looking at operating into the spring and how long we can do that, and we'll get them briefed up on that to the extent we can. Obviously, as we get into the spring session of the legislature, we'll have to be back doing what we've been doing now for some 18 months, sharing the story of SIU with our elected officials, particularly our legislators, indicating to them what the situation is, that we're not going to be able to go on fumes here forever without some level of state support. And if we don't see a grand bargain and a budget, I think you're going to see the university presidents come together again and start making the case for yet a third stopgap to keep some level of support coming. All of us, maybe except for the University of Illinois system, all of us depend upon some level of state support. Obviously, we haven't seen what we've needed. We've had to make pretty severe reductions to accommodate the situation we're in right now. But this idea that we're going to go, for instance, another 2 years without the state being able to come in and at least provide some assistance to us is not going to stand for the long haul. And, of course, we have now some change in the political picture in Springfield. The governor last week had indicated, and then this was endorsed by the Republican caucuses in the House and Senate, that we won't see a stopgap. I'm not talking about a budget now. That we won't see a stopgap until there's some portion of Governor Rauner's reform agenda that would get passed. Well, again, if that's the stance that's ultimately taken, it's going to be a very difficult spring, not just for SIU, but for all of the state institutions. But, again, that's discussion. We'll get the legislators back for the 100th General Assembly and see where we go.
And, of course, we'll continue to watch that as those issues play out. One of the things we're talking about also is petitions all across the country, not just here in Carbondale or in the SIU system, to protect immigrant students mm-hmm. on higher education campuses.
The so-called Dreamer students.
Exactly. And these DACA students. The University of Illinois has come out and said, we can't make any of our campuses sanctuary schools, as they're hoping to be called. Where does SIU stand here, and what are you trying to weigh as this is considered?
Well, I know you used the program yesterday to talk to Chancellor Caldwell a bit on this, and really I think he laid it out pretty well. It's to some degree kind of a two-pronged situation, and you're correct that really all of the universities across the country are dealing with this question right now and trying to decide how to proceed. We certainly are going to provide support for our undocumented students, so-called DACA students, of which there are about 20 or so on the Carbondale campus, significantly more on the Edwardsville campus, actually. We're going to provide whatever support we can for them in terms of having them know the resources available to them, looking at where they can go for help and assistance in terms of legal advice and that type of thing, as we would with any student who's in a situation such as this. But the kind of the other part of this, where you see a real difference on campuses, is whether a university declares itself as a sanctuary campus, wherein students will be sheltered, federal agents wouldn't be allowed to come in, and things of that nature. And as you noted, the University of Illinois made a decision and announced it yesterday that they would not do that. I know that we're looking at it. Brad yesterday in his comments mentioned a task force at the Carbondale campus that will be looking at this. But I guess I would share with you that I think the U of I took probably the correct approach there. This is uncharted territory. We don't know the legal term of art and what's behind that when we talk about a sanctuary campus. There's certainly the possibility for the federal government to provide sanctions against universities that receive federal funding. We're not in a position to put that at danger. So obviously, while we want to support these students and give them the resources that we can, as we would any student, for them to navigate through this situation, I'm hard-pressed to think that we'll see a case that can get made. Although we don't want to have a rush to judgment. We want to look at all the elements of it. That's what the Carbondale campus is doing. But I think this is very uncharted territory for us. And we talk to our other university partners, not just in Illinois, but around the country, as we see how this pans out. But I think this is something that we're going to have to be very cautious about.
Just two of the issues that university trustees will be discussing, and I know that you're continuing to watch those things, Dr. Dunn.
Absolutely.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.